This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Texas tornadoes.
Power will be the biggest issue over the next 24 hours.
Washington State attack.
They were just sitting there getting food and started shooting these people.
Mike Pence's classified documents.
It's going to encourage people to say, well, they all do it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Terrifying weather in the South. At least 14 tornadoes reported yesterday along the Gulf Coast. One of them east of Houston caused extensive damage.
It was really windy. You could hear the wind, but I did walk out while it had just passed. And this is the whiteout rain they're talking about.
CBS's Janet Shamlian has more on the aftermath.
That is the sound of chainsaws and power tools here in the community of Deer Park, Texas. I'm standing in a strip center with a Little Caesars Pizza, UPS store, a Kolache store. All of them have the windows broken, debris all over the parking lot. The owners now looking and assessing the damage.
Power is out to tens of thousands. Parts of Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas could get severe weather today. Now to Yakima, Washington, where people at a convenience store came under attack.
There was no interaction between him and the people. Literally, as he was opening the door, he started shooting.
Police Chief Matthew Murray says three people were killed.
The suspect had borrowed a woman's phone. He then called his mother, and he made several incriminating statements, including, "I killed those people."
He says the 21-year-old man shot and killed himself as officers closed in on him. In Monterey Park, California, where 11 people were killed in a dance studio shooting last weekend, a vigil for the victims.
We're saddened that this something like this happened. We're here because we want the community to come together and mourn together.
Authorities in Half Moon Bay, California, say the 66-year-old man accused of shooting up two farms and killing seven people used to work at one of them. And court documents indicate he allegedly threatened and assaulted a co-worker a decade ago. California Governor Gavin Newsom went there to meet with some of the workers and criticized the top Republican.
I'm still waiting for Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the House of Representatives, who purports to represent the people of the state of California. We haven't heard one damn word from him. Not since Monterey Park, not what happened here, not one word, nothing.
House Speaker McCarthy says he will block Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell of California from serving on the House Intelligence Committee. He insists it's not political payback for earlier Democratic action against two Republicans, but because, quote, integrity matters and they have failed in that place. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on the latest sensitive document discovery, materials marked classified at the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence.
Lawyers for Pence say they searched his home last week out of an abundance of caution following reports about documents found at President Biden's Delaware home. They discovered a number of documents with classified markings and put them in a safe until FBI agents came to collect them.
I think we find that they're rushing. They're
not. Larry Pfeiffer is a former White House national security official. He thinks the typical chaos at the end of a presidency may have played a role.
They're not going through every page of every document.
Representatives for former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton tell CBS News that all documents, classified and unclassified, were handed over to the National Archives when they left office. But Pfeiffer says the former commanders-in-chief and their top deputies might want to check again.
If I was a former president or former vice president, I'd be having teams scouring every nook and cranny.
The United States has just announced that about 30 M1 Abrams tanks will be sent to Ukraine. After holding out, Germany now says it will send some of its new tanks. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Western tanks have long been at the top of Kyiv's wish list. An armored fist to punch through Russian lines and retake territory. For Ukrainians fighting on the freezing front lines, they can't come soon enough. Their armor is no match for Russian tanks, says Bogdan of the 24th Mechanized Brigade.
It's very good for us. It's helped us for victory.
And on the bloody battlefields of Bakhmut, frustration from soldiers like Andriy of the Rapid Reaction Brigade.
We need weapons today because after tomorrow, this city can be destroyed already.
Two earthquakes followed by aftershocks rattled parts of Southern California overnight. The strongest, a magnitude 4.2, shook the Malibu area. No word on any major damage or injuries.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Google's parent company says a new suit by the Justice Department in eight states doubles down on a flawed argument that would slow innovation, raise fees, and make it harder for small businesses to grow. Attorney General Merrick Garland alleges Google has a monopoly with a stranglehold on online advertising.
Monopolies threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based. They stifle innovation. They hurt producers and workers. And they increase costs for consumers.
Now to Peru, where yesterday saw some of the largest and most violent protests in the capital, Lima, since unrest in that country began after the ouster of the president. Crowds are now calling for the new president to step down and for new elections. Pope Francis has spoken out against laws that criminalize homosexuality.
Ser homosexual no es un delito.
In an interview with the Associated Press, he called them unjust, and he urged Catholic bishops who support those laws to welcome LGBTQ people into the church. Philadelphia Magazine says because of a lifeguard shortage, that city's prepared to hire job candidates who don't know how to swim. Lessons will be provided, signing bonuses, and a pay boost are promised in a bid to fill openings. A man who spent a lot of time in Philadelphia is headed for baseball's Hall of Fame. Third baseman Scott Rolen, a standout for the Phillies, Cardinals, Blue Jays, and Reds, gets in with five votes to spare. He was on the MLB Network.
Trying to do the best you can and play for your team and play the game as best you can. And there's such a long road. I never thought that a Hall of Fame was going to be the answer.
Scott Rolen played 17 seasons, finished with a .281 batting average, 316 home runs, and 1,287 RBI. He was an eight-time Gold Glove winner at third base.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the world of music, a breakup.
After nearly 20 years, the band Panic at the Disco says it's ending its run. Frontman Brendan Urie's high hopes are now with his wife as they are about to welcome their first child. He says he wants to put his focus and energy on his family.
Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
The group was formed in 2004 by Urie and his childhood friends, and they've gone on to have a host of hits.
I sign in with the heavens.
Their final tour begins next month. Matt Piper, CBS News.
First ladies usually donate their inaugural ball gowns to the Smithsonian Institution, but because of COVID, there were no balls to celebrate the Biden inaugural. So Jill Biden is donating two ensembles instead that she wore on that day, a blue tweed dress and matching coat, and an ivory silk wool dress and cashmere coat. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.